Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I miss you, baby.
episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners in the 33 countries around the globe that tune in. I appreciate you. Tonight's show is going to be about what you didn't know about the VA with our guest, who is Cartel's grandson. But anyway, before I get to that, I want to introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris, on this not beautiful night for you, but where you at, it's snow everywhere, but for me, it's good.
I've been staying warm. I'm glad you don't have this mess.
Me too. Since I left Baltimore, man, I can't handle it. I can't handle that snow. But, you know, our guest, he has another company that he's in charge of. And so he really can't be here. But I first want to say thank you to all the men and women who have served our country. Thank you to the families of those who are lost serving our country. I have so much compassion and empathy towards those families. And everybody in my family went into the military except for me. And I guess I was just being a hardhead. I didn't want nobody to tell me what I had to do. And I didn't want to leave my mother alone. So, you know, I stayed because me and my mother, I'm definitely a mama's girl when she was living. So I couldn't just leave her by herself. But with that being said, we're going to discuss some things that we do know about the VA and things we don't know. So, Chris, do you have a question for me or do you got a statement?
Well, I got a question for you, Terry. Did you know that the VA still cares for the child of a Civil War veteran, more than 100 children and spouses of Spanish-American war veterans, and more than 4,000 children and spouses of World War II veterans who receive annual pensions from VA? Did you know that?
Oh, no. That's awesome. No, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. So the children, they got to be under the age of 18 for the military to still take care of them?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow. I guess I'm too grown for that benefit. Wow, that is awesome. That is really good. I'm sure I'm not the only person who didn't know about that. The one thing that I do know about the military is that, you know, if you decide to get buy property, the first $100,000 down, you know, the military does that, and you don't have to come out of pocket because my daughter and son-in-law, you know, that's what they did because they both military. So that I do know, but that is some good information. Repeat that because I want to hear that again. I mean, I never heard of that, and I'm sure some people in the military, they never heard it either.
You want me to repeat that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Okay. Okay, so the VA still cares for the child of a Civil War veteran, more than 100 children and spouses of Spanish-American war veterans, and more than over 4,000 children and spouses of World War II veterans who receive annual pensions from VA.
Wow. All right. You know, it's good to hear the government doing something positive because we hear a lot of things where the government ain't doing their job and a lot of people come back and they wind up homeless. But with any division or department, you know, there are always things that need to be fixed or made better. But I'm really impressed with that. You know, one thing I do like about the VA is that if any of their vets or active members get hurt, they can go to the VA and they ain't got to worry about co-pays or this and that. They cover it, you know, like people who've never been in the military, such as myself, you know, when you go to a doctor's appointment or whatever, a hospital, you got a copay. And sometimes that copay, depending on your insurance, can be really hefty, you know, and wow.
Right.
So, okay, I'm feeling that. So what else do you know about the VA?
Okay, this is another fun fact. And then I want to hear some of your fun facts, but this is another one. Slightly over 11 million of the approximately 22 million veterans in this country are registered, enrolled, or use at least one VA benefit or service. Did you know that?
No, so you're saying that approximately 22 million veterans are registered or enrolled to at least use a VA benefit or service? Well, that makes sense. I mean, I didn't know the numbers, but, you know, yeah, everybody that got the ability to use a VA, they're going to do it because with the pandemic that we're still in, you know, and you need as much help as possible. So didn't know the statistics, but that's good to know. And for the people out there listening, you know, if you want to call in, you can call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the one key, and I'll open up your mic. If not, you can sit in the background and listen. But, you know, for the people out there that are homeless, you know, you don't know whether they're ex-military or not. So, you know, like they always say, see something, say something. If you're about, you know, and you see a homeless person, why don't you ask them, you know, how can you help? Or the ex-military, you know, and get them to a place where they can get the care that they need. Now, I don't know about the housing situations, but I do know the military do house the vets when they're going through programs like getting off of alcohol or getting off of drugs. You know, they do house them while they're going through in-house treatment, which is good. But, you know, sometimes you got to know that you need the help to get the help. You know, wow, nice fun fact. Okay, what else you want to throw at me, darling?
Well, I want to know what fun facts you got, Terry. Do you have any fun facts?
I got a fun fact for you. Okay. I know that, fun fact, I know that I am like a lot of people who find guys in the military looking hot. And my branch of service that I really like in uniform is the Marine Corps. So, you know, for all the ladies out there and for some of the guys out there, they look sharp in those uniforms. And I remember when my ex-husband, I went to the Marine Ball. That was so nice. So I'm a sucker for a man in a uniform. That's my fun fact because I get happy when I see a man in uniform. You got a fun fact for me, darling?
Yeah, here's a fun fact. There are see if you know this one. See if you knew this. There are 17.4 million veterans in the United States, according to the most recent statistics from the U.S. Census. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay, but I wonder how many of those 17 million veterans in the United States, how many of those are getting help, or how many of those are getting caught up, you know, and just lining, you know, the streets homeless, you know, because we got to do more. You know, one of my things I have an issue with is that I see abandoned buildings, and I don't understand why they don't convert those abandoned buildings for housing units for people who are homeless. You know, we can clean it up and give the people a chance to have a place where they can have an address, because a lot of times you can't get a job unless you got an address. So, you know, I'm not the president, but, you know, I think for them serving their country and coming back with loss of limbs, you know, burns from explosions and all the things, you know, that warrior program is a good program that helps vets. I really like that program. And if you've got money that you can share a little bit here and there, the Warrior Relief Program sends something, you know, because it helps those men and women who are fighting to keep us free on U.S. soil, and something we should do. They gave this stuff for us. We need to give back, you know. But unless you have another fun fact, I'm going to wrap this up because we couldn't do it like our guests would have done it. But do you have a fun fact?
No, we couldn't. We could have, but I will say, Terry, I will give you a fun fact. I'm not trying to dodge your, you know, that, but
okay,
I just want to say that.
Give it to me, babe.
I want to say that, you know, I have my grandfather served in Vietnam, and I have a cousin who is in the Navy and an uncle who is in the Army. So, you know, veterans have always been close to my heart, and, you know, I know you feel the same. So I like,
yeah,
but my
dad, my brothers, my sister, you know, I'm the only one who didn't go. I chose to go into the fire department because I wanted to help somebody and I wanted to be close to my mom because I didn't think it was good to just leave her alone while all her kids are gone, you know. So I decided to stay, and I'm glad that I did because I'm just a mama. So that's why, you know, sometimes just thinking about her, I just feel a little sad because, you know, she's my best friend. But, yeah, and I'm just so worried now with the stuff in Ukraine and Russia, and they're saying that Russia is going to fake propaganda by having people acting like they was attacked and dead bodies that's going to be used for, you know, if the injured, just to be able to come in there and attack Ukraine. And 3,000 people, and when I was watching them, 3,000 people that were being shipped out, I felt so sad because I looked at their face, and they were very young, like maybe 22. They was very young, and I know right now my grandson is supposed to be getting out of the school this year and going to the military. I'm really concerned now because I don't want him going over there because of this escalation over there. So my prayers are going out to people over in Ukraine, the family members, you know, and they show on TV on Nightline with David Muir. They got women trying to learn self-defense and trying to learn how to use weapons. And that's just sad, you know, because we don't need another war. We really don't. We need to learn how to get along with people.
We do. But I, you know, I promise I'll give you one more fun fact. In 1991, then-president George H.W. Bush signed into law a bill compensating Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange and suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and soft tissue sarcoma. He signed that into law in 1991.
Okay, well, I better tell my brother then because he suffered from Agent Orange when he was in Vietnam as well. Maybe I'll let him know that because,
yeah.
Never know.
Not George W. Bush, but the father. He signed that into law when he was president.
Right. Well, everybody, I hope you learned a couple of fun facts, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you know somebody in the military, tell them there's a lot of new things that's been implemented they might not know about. So tell them about it, you know. And we're going to end the show tonight, Back in the Blood by Pooh Shiesty. And I hope y'all have a great and safe and healthy weekend. Take care now.
Yes.
Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Smirk. Big Brr.
Jerry Productions.
All the way, you get something back for me, shit. Shit. You gotta get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If a nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Up on this honey, one of them might stand for O Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K, 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door locked and stop, I like getting on feet, boss the cop. We get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Two faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. Got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub, then they gon' walk inside this club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch switch up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, little bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was
my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch.